Hello and welcome to the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Poulter, and today I'm actually very fortunate to be joined by one of my current existing clients. And for anyone that is watching or listening to this back, today is the 9th of February, 2023, and George is here with me, and I'm going to bring him in a second. And I just said to George before hitting record that I wanted to bring him on because you might hear me say certain things that I recommend or a way of life and things that I say that I do. And you might think, of course you're going to say that, Dan. You know, you're a fitness coach. This is what you do. Of course, it's all going to sound perfect and easy for you. But I want you to hear it from George, someone who has absolutely smashed it. I'll share a link to, you know, his most up-to-date version of where he's at right now in February 2023 and smashed it. We've only really just got started, which is the fun part. And yeah, I just thought I'd get George on to kind of give the just the raw truth and experience authenticity of going through a physical but also a mental transformation over the past where we're at, wherever we are now, 4 or 5 months. So George, thank you for joining us, mate.
No, thanks for the invite, Dan. Looking forward to talking to you today.
Is this your first ever podcast that you've been on, or have you been on any before?
This is the first one, actually.
First of many, maybe. Let's kick things off and get people up to speed with what are you up to right now in your life, studying, working, whatever, and then we'll dive into maybe what you've done in the past.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm 26. I'm currently studying a legal practice course, which is basically your rite of passage to become a solicitor. That's a 10-month course which has a master's attached. So that's pretty much a full-time commitment Monday to Friday. I was working at a cafe on the weekends, but that was kind of getting in the way of my studies. So yeah, kind of just doing studying Monday to Friday and then weekends off.
How many hours a week would you say that between studies and working would you at the peak of like during us working together, how high did that get?
It's consistently around 45 a week minimum of commitment to study. But it was as high as about 60 since I've been with you since September.
Cool. And how much weight to date would you say that you've lost since we started?
It's around 11 kilos now.
Cool. So the reason why I asked that is because I want to be clear to the guys listening or watching this back that what people might assume, George, and this is what happens is they'll hear someone like yourself, and especially if they, you know, if they're a bit older and they see that you're a bit younger and think, oh, well, I bet he's just, you know, he's got loads of time on his hands and you know, he doesn't get it, he doesn't understand it. Whereas, as you've just detailed, you know, there would have been times that you were doing 50, 60, 70-hour weeks of study, working here, there, and everywhere, and still getting all your gym sessions in, and you've lost 11 kilos. So, for anyone out there, any kind of skeptic saying you know, you can't do both, you can't have it all. Well, clearly, George is proof after you losing 11 kilos and just getting going. So, let me ask you, George, like, what do you think it is for you that has allowed you to be able to do both? Was it just a choice that you've made, or do you think that there's something that you've kind of uncovered that has allowed you to be able to do this?
I think it was pretty much an end of summer last year uncovering. I was on holiday, back-to-back holidays. I went to Disneyland Paris with one of my best friends for a little trip. And then I went on holiday for a week to the Canary Islands. And in that week in the Canary Islands, I was drinking quite a lot. And one time I looked in the mirror when I was a bit tiddly and I was like, ugh. And I've never had that before. I've looked at myself and was like, ugh. And I kind of like, post reflections after you've had a few drinks the following few days, I didn't like that I thought that. So it kind of just played in my mind, played in my blind, played in my mind. And then I know that from previous experiences of like doing like, your gym's personal training, one, really expensive, and two, not really effective for what I was looking for. Because I was looking for not only just a body transformation, but a whole transformation. So that's when I started looking on Instagram and social media, and then that's when you popped up, and then kind of the rest is history from there, really.
Nice. So back to that, if you don't mind, let's go back to that kind of moment where I feel like a lot of people have that moment, whatever that moment was for them. And for context, maybe this is new to you, George, and anyone listening, like my story is more of the other end of the spectrum, right? Like always feeling really skinny, really insecure. That was kind of where I came from. And my thing was always like, whenever it sounds so weird when I say it out loud, it's like, you know, when you get shirts and they're like so pristinely ironed, more so short sleeve shirts. I remember like there was this weird phase in the summer of whenever it was when we were going like drinking like WKD and going to Oceania in Kingston when that was such a thing. And wearing these shirts that made my arms just feel so unbelievably like skinny, like they were like rattling around. And I remember it was at that point, I was like, shit, I don't really like this. And maybe like yourself, I caught myself in a mirror and was like, oh my God, like, I need more muscle. I want more muscle. Like something's got to change. So let me ask you, George, like, you had that feeling, you had that moment, right, of like realization, like, whoa, something's got to change. Did you try and make some steps on your own before reaching out? Or was it just like, no, got to find someone to help me?
So I think the period between that holiday and then kind of like joining your program was about 3 weeks. In that 3 weeks, in all honesty, I was going back to what I used to do when I was younger of quick fixes. So, you know, looking at how to lose X in such and such days, weird diet things and weird juices. And I kind of had that realization after a week of doing that, that this is not going to work. I need something. I'm looking to do something which I can maintain as opposed to yo-yo. You know, I've seen it a lot in the papers celebrity-wise, like Mark Wright was someone I related to because he constantly said that he yo-yoed with his diet and his body type. And I was very similar to that. But I was looking not to yo-yo. I want to lose the weight and then keep it off. And that's when I kind of started looking for, you know, people to help me with that.
Nice. And I think to that point, and for anyone listening, and this is why I think George has done so well, because after hiring said expert, and it'd be like me going to George for advice with law, or, you know, if I had a legal thing that I wanted him to look over in the future, it's the fact that you accepted that in this relationship, I'm the expert, you put full trust in me, and rather than pushing back on me, and honestly, for anyone out there that's considering working with me or any coach for that matter, right, this isn't a plug for what I do. If you're going to hire an expert, just like shut up and just like take the advice. And I see it all the time. And, you know, I help people with their business. I help people with their fitness, their mindset. And it's always the way. And I just say, like, you've paid me your good, hard earned money. So just like respectfully forget about what you think you know. And just trust the process, right? After you finish working with me, then you can go back to like whatever you were doing before if it didn't work for you, right? But I think George has done so well because he's just trusted the process. And he's great because he's asked me questions. He's got on board with everything. He doesn't just like, it's not a dictatorship. I don't just tell you what to do. He asks questions, obviously, and we go through it together. But I think why you've done so well is that. But let me ask you, George, what was the maybe sort of biggest difference or breakthrough that you had in the way that we do it than maybe how you've done it before? Like, maybe was it the introduction of MyFitnessPal, or wasn't that new to you? Maybe it was something else.
I think all the elements of the program I have that you've provided, I have experienced in isolation in the past, tracking calories, kind of doing workouts, following videos. I've tried all that by myself, in isolation, so to speak. But I think what it was actually following your knowledge, experience, and guidance and putting them all together simultaneously. I've never had that before. And very much to echo what you just said, I literally just signed up and just listened to everything you said and took it on board. And I think, you know, in this kind of process, if you are the unknowledgeable one, I'm always keen to learn. I just listen to whatever you tell me to do and I do it. And that's as simple as all that has happened and how I've lost so much weight and I'm doing so well. You've told me what to do, or you've given me some advice after I've asked a question, and I've literally done what you've said. Simple as that.
As for like, let's give the other side, right? Because, you know, we don't want to paint a picture that it's by any means been easy, or there's plain sailing, or there hasn't been, you know, things that happen along the way. How about you sharing maybe what's been the biggest challenge for you maybe the past 4 or 5 months, or if there's ever been any times where you've suddenly thought, oh shit, is this going to happen for me, or when's this going to happen for me? Like, has that happened for you in the past 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, so over the past 4 or 5 months, we do weekly check-ins, and I think on three occasions over the last 5 months, I've actually gained weight, not significant, about 0.25 to 0.5 kilos. And that throws you back. Sometimes it's because of genuine reasons. You've gone over your calories, not done enough steps, haven't done many workouts. One time I generally thought that I did the work and was surprised about the weight gain. And then that's when you kind of have to unpack and reflect and be honest and truthful to yourself. What did I do this week which wasn't similar to other weeks? So prime example, last week I gained 0.25 kilos, stepped away, reflected from my check-in, kind of implemented the changes that needed to do. In this case, I think it was steps. Really put the hard work in this week and I've lost 0.65 kilos. So it just shows you that there are step backs. You're not going to lose, you know, you're not going to lose three stone in a month. It's just impossible. But if you just keep at it through the good times and the bad times, ultimately, where I am now to 5 months ago is just crazy.
Yeah. And I think, mate, what you've just touched on there is something that I talk about both in fitness and in business. It's that extreme ownership, right? Of not blaming anything or anyone else. Just you just take the ownership yourself. And I think a lot of people can take a real lesson from that to be in their own journey. Let's say someone's listening to this right now, either they're contemplating hiring a coach or the other end of the spectrum, just giving up completely, which unfortunately does happen. And it's going, are my actions on a daily basis reflective of the person I want to be and the goal I'm pursuing or where I want to go? And an example of that would be, you know, are you eating as well as you say you are or think you are? Are you actually exercising as hard as you think you are and you say you are? And I think it is that ownership of just like, yeah, no shit, bro, I didn't lose weight because my steps were lower, and not being like, no, like it must be my hormones or my genetics or this. It's like, I've personally, like every year for, I've probably almost done it for almost a decade now of doing bulking, cutting. I've never not been able to lose weight or lose fat if I've dropped my calories or up my movement enough. Like, yeah, I've had plateaus and I've had slower periods, but I've never got stuck where I'm like, I'm just doing everything I can and it's not happening for me. And luckily George has adopted that completely. He's just been like, look, if we need to drop the calories, if we need to up the steps, then screw it. If that's what we need to do, that's what we need to do. So question for you, George, would be like, where are you even going with this? Like, and this is quite good because I'm kind of also kind of half genuinely asking you as a coach, where are we going with this? Like, what is the, yeah, I've got the short-term goal or I get where we want to get to initially, but where are we heading with this? Like, why is this so important to you and where are we going?
So the reason why I signed up was prior to lockdown. So April, March, 2020, I was 72 kilos in weight. I just come on the back off of doing two marathons, two half marathons. And at the point when I was looking for help, I couldn't even commute without breaking a sweat. So the goal for, you know, the short-term goal essentially for this program and slightly beyond is to get back down to 72 kilos. That's from more like a self-respect perspective of, hang on a minute, I'm not going to let the pandemic not only ruin my mental health, but also ruin how I was prior to that. I kind of just want to reset from when the pandemic started and just get back all those couch potato days. And then once I've hit that 72 kilos, I'm very much aware that my body's going to look really different to how I was 72 kilos at the start of the pandemic, because I'm at 78-ish now and my body already looks better than what it was before, because I was just doing cardio exercise as well as I've put 5 months of hard work of resistance workouts in. So once I've got down to that number and I've really achieved that goal, because that's like a non-negotiable for me, I want to do that. I'm then looking obviously to kind of explore and have those conversations about how I can build my body up to be a bit bigger. I'm quite short as a man, and a lot of my family are quite muscular because they work in labor, so tire fitters, etc. So I know that my body type and my family can get bigger. So I think after I've got that down to the 72 kilos and can maintain that, then it's just, you know, looking a bit bigger, a bit more muscular in the future afterwards, I guess. But, you know, who knows?
two things I want to come back to. So we'll talk about the mental health in a second, right? And all the benefits from what I've seen in you, it has had on you. But we'll come back to that. The first thing I want to touch on is, mate, I'm so buzzing for when we go on like a into like a bulking phase, right? And for anyone listening, this is the good thing, right? When you're losing weight, when you're losing fat, it feels like the common things that come up are like, shit, is this how it is now? Like, am I just going to be doing this forever? I can't do this forever. I can't track my calories forever. I can't be in a deficit forever. I can't keep watching what I eat when I go for meals with my friends and family, right? I want to make it really clear to everybody that firstly, if you've been taking the piss for years, potentially for some people, well, of course it's going to take a while. You know, you're not going to lose 5 to 10 years worth of fat and bad habits in 5 to 10 months. Like, it's going to take time, right? But let's take that to one side. The other consideration is that it won't be forever, because eventually, like with George, and I can tell George, you know, right now as his coach, and for anyone listening, is once we get down to a point where George is like lean enough and he's like, actually, shit, Dan, like, to be fair, he's not far off in my opinion. Like, he looks great, and everyone can go look at your photos after this of where you're at right now. But it will be a matter of, right now, here's the fun part, bro. We're going to up your calories. We're going to go into a calorie surplus. We're going to do it very slowly this time. And we're going to start to put on muscle. And yes, of course, you're going to gain a bit of body fat, but it's going to be so slow and so different to what you've ever done before that actually you'll just start getting bigger, more muscular. And then again, guess what? When you want to cut down again, we'll do it all over again. And you'll start doing what I do. And essentially, you'll have the majority of your year in a calorie surplus, the fun part. And then, yeah, you have to put in maybe 3 or 4 months a year to get lean for summer. But so what? Like, at least for through Christmas and all the other periods, you'll be at a point where you can eat in a way that you want. So for anyone listening that's thinking, God, I don't want to do that forever, it's not forever. Maybe for like 6 to 12 months, if you've been kind of taking the piss, or you've had a big period of like letting yourself go. But then after that, you might be able to spend the rest of your life just maintaining, gaining a bit, losing a little bit. So anyway, so mental health, George, let's go there. What kind of impact has this had, for good or for bad, on your mental health, would you say, going through this transformation?
I think it's improved two things. I think firstly, it's improved my mental health in regards to actually my concerns about my health. I think, you know, during the pandemic, we all became more health conscious and health aware. And I think for me, it's the little things, for example, of my resting heart rate being slightly lower, me not sweating as much when I'm doing the most basic tasks. There's less concern about my own actual health, which is a real mental health plus for me. And I think the other part is motivation. I think mentally, end of August last year, I was quite unmotivated. I was fatigued from doing a law degree, and I was then entering into a master's. And I think since joining the program, I feel more energized, more motivated. And at those times where I just said it in the group chat the other day, where you're in a, you know, you're under a warm duvet, it's a cold morning, old George in August would have just stayed there all day on TikTok. Whereas now I got up and was at the gym within 45 minutes doing my leg day. So I think that motivation is probably the most key thing that I've gained from this program, because before I was just really unmotivated.
I love that. And I think this is to my point that I'm always saying, again, I did a story about this on Instagram earlier today, is that I don't know anyone that hasn't ever gone through a physical transformation that hasn't come out at the end of it mentally more strong, right? And then again, I said this on Instagram today, it is very often the catalyst to other things in your life, right? For me, it was got in the best shape of my life, you know, at that time, you know, packed on muscle, dropped fat, you know, had that first real transformation, finally had the confidence to, you know, go and spend more time in the gym myself. And then guess what? I became a PT, and then I started my own business. And, you know, like, yes, of course, stuff's happened along the way, right? It's not all been like in the positive, but all these great things happened off the back of it. And I just think that it's such a shame that people see it as, oh, well, I don't care how I look, or I'm happy with how I look, so I don't need to do this. They're actually, they're really missing out on this opportunity to like test your mental resilience, your toughness, your motivation. So let's say for you, George, like, how do you think that this, like, what your learnings have been in the fitness sense transfer to stuff that you're doing now or will be doing when you go into actually practicing as a lawyer or as a solicitor? How do you see that transferring across?
I think the two things that I can take from this is that firstly is that You don't know everything. I don't know everything. And I think it's been really empowering for me, although I've done marathon running and I've, done all the nutrition plans and fitness plans for that and Spartan races, getting a fresh perspective. And I think that's going to really transfer well for me of, someone who is very knowledgeable in a different area to you can actually transform your outlook and just the way you go about things. So I think, that's the first thing, is listening to someone else and really taking what they say on board. And that will transfer quite well. And I think the second thing is just doing something so frequently and committing to it that it almost becomes habitual. I think a lot of time with studying and taking on new modules or doing new things, it's hard to get into that. But now knowing that I can track my food for 5 months consistently, do a check-in on a weekly basis consistently for 5 months, go to the gym at least 4 times a week when in August I wasn't going once. So all these different things, I can just take that as well, is, I can do something and commit to it. And I think that's really empowering as well.
I think that I completely agree. And I would say, for anyone listening, that whether your goal is to build a business, progress in a career, your studies, a relationship, whatever, I think it really is what George said is so true. And I completely agree that it's just proving that I can commit to a thing for a period of time. And it could be anything. It could be learning a language, whatever. But I think with fitness, again, there's just so many transferable benefits that you get, and kind of mastering those skills of, the discipline and doing the work when you don't want to do the work, and having that integrity with yourself to say that I'm going to go to the gym this many times a week, whether anyone knows. It's even down to the step count, right? There'll be days that I don't know, I wouldn't know how many steps you did or didn't do, but you'll still tell me whether you did or didn't do them, because you're like, you have respect for me, but you also have respect for yourself to be like, I said that this was important to me, so I'm going to show up and do it. And if I didn't do it, I'm also going to own it as well. And then I'm going to course correct. Final couple of questions, George. What one of them would be, not for me, but for any, it's always hard to not do a plug here. What would you genuinely like say to someone? And again, they're listening to this and they have no interest in working with me, or they've already made their mind up about someone else. What would you say to someone who's sitting on the fence about hiring in some help in the form of a coach? What would you say?
I would simply say, just do it, in honesty. I think life is so short, and ultimately is even shorter if you're not in a healthy mindset and physical state. And I think you can and err as much as you want to, but ultimately what if could haunt you for the rest of your life. I spent so much time trying to find quick fixes, but actually signing up with Dan and, doing more of a long-term plan will help me, not just for this 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years. It's going to help me for the rest of my life. Yeah. So I think, I think hopefully, as we've all learned from the pandemic, the most important thing to do when you're thinking about something is just jumping in and doing it. And I am yet to meet anyone on the program who's regretted joining the program. So I would literally, not to copyright Nike, but just simply do it. So.
I love that. And I would say to that as well for yourself, because this is the other thing that I always have to make crystal clear, is that I've spent thousands and thousands over the years on experts, courses, whether it's mindset for my business, fitness. I have a business coach right now that I pay a lot of money every month for. I have my own fitness coach that I report to as well every single day, every single month. So look, I'm not sitting here like I'm preaching. I practice what I preach, right? And I make that very clear to anyone listening that, like, you're working, if you do work with me, then you're working with someone who also is doing the same thing. I'm investing, and it's scary at times. And, when you first do it and you think, is it going to work for me and stuff like that. But like George said, I'm the same. If once you commit to something and say, hey, I really want to do this thing, I know I need the help, I can't seem to work it out on my own. I think a lot of the time, especially because majority of the people I work with are guys, it's often that ego thing, I think, of putting the ego to one side and saying, shit, like, I can't do this on my own, right? And I think for those people that can, they are the ones that go on to get the best results. And I think that's obviously what you've clearly, allowed yourself to do to get to this point of success as well. So, yeah, no, that's great, mate. I really appreciate you coming on. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask or share?
Yeah, I think a closing thought would be, is just that if you're listening to this and you're not sure what to do, I think it's just learning and overcoming that fear of getting over yourself a bit. And I think that's what I struggled for a long time. I always was quite self-confident. Everything that I do, I normally succeed in. And it was quite frustrating for me. And I was like, no, I can do it for myself. But sometimes, as you just said, you just need to get over yourself and just go, I need help. It's not unhealthy to ask for help. And just jump in. And, well, you know, 5 months' time, you could be like me, 10, 11 kilos lighter and a lot mentally happier. So yeah, I would just say, just really just go for it and don't be fearful, because it's not the first of the month. It's not the New Year's resolution. Just do it today. Simple as that.
No, I love it. And I think that, look, like, and even if they're not, someone's not ready yet to hire a coach, whether that's me or anyone, is there's so much free stuff out there. Like, I'm trying to do my bit. You've got from YouTube to Google to, you know, like, there's stuff you can be getting on with right in the meantime. And I think, again, it's just that thing of knowledge is great, but I think the phrase of knowledge is power, I'd actually argue that implementation is ultimately more powerful, right? So whatever it is, whether it's podcasts that you listen to of mine or my Instagram content or whatever channels you follow me on, just go and implement that stuff and maybe see how it works for you. You know, maybe you can get away with that and that's enough for you. But the minute you realize that it's not, then you have to reach out to someone. Fine, you have to pay for it. Such is life. That just is what it is. You know, you'd rather not have to pay your mechanic to fix your car, but if you need to fix your car, you have to pay your mechanic. You've got toothache, you see a dentist. It is what it is, right? But like George said, you might have to do that for 6 months, 6 years, whatever. But if that sets you up for the next 10 years, 20 years, the rest of your life. And here's one other thought. One final message from me would be, I see it as, if I've helped George with this and he's helped himself and we've done this together, any future kids he has or partner he has or any cousins, nieces, nephews, whatever that George has, he's now going to impact those people's lives because he's going to break that generational, they say generational health. So let's call it generational wealth. Let's call it generational health here. He's going to break that cycle because if he wants or goes on to be a dad one day, then he'll be that guy that breaks that. If potentially coming from a family of where if your parents haven't been that way, it's pretty cool when you stop and think, shit, like, I might be the guy that does this for the rest of my family or anyone that's around me. So I think that's pretty cool, you know? So yeah, well done to you, George. And I'm going to kind of sign off there, but thanks for jumping on here, mate.
No, cheers, anytime. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. So thank you again for listening to this episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. If you do want to get up to date with, you know, where George is at in his journey, just head over to Instagram, go to either Muscle Fitness Academy or Muscle Fitness UK on Instagram, and you'll see for yourself like what incredible shape George is in, where he's come from. And then by whatever time you're looking at this, he might look very different again if you're listening to this in 2024 and he's absolutely jacked and all the rest of it. So anyway, I'll catch you on the next episode, and thanks again, George.